All right. We're at TK's place.
Here he comes.
I'm back.
Really cool. He's bringing hot dogs. Oh, you were love. She likes you. Give her a hot dog. Scratch her ears.
She'll love you forever. See? Yeah. There it goes. Record.
Ever hear Buffy St. Marie?
No.
She's a Native American singer.
Okay. Are you up here?
I don't know what to play for you, man.
You can do it.
So I'm gonna play for this. You can do it, Anita.
Come on, Anita. You did it before. Come on.
Ain't she the sweetest thing in the world?
Yeah. Skittish.
Come here, Skittish.
Come here, Anita.
Come, Anita.
Oh, come on, you're in my lap loving it. What is the deal?
Go. Well, you don't, you know, kind of new.
Oop. Whoa.
Well, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Here.
That's all fucked up.
Whoa. Did you flip a little? Are you a little nervous?
Yeah, she loves the piano. When I pull out the guitar, she hates it.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because the guitar... One time when she was a little puppy, the guitar fell over her.
Uh-huh.
And it's never been the same.
Oh.
The piano I can bang on. She goes, well, that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's not going to get me.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Ain't that weird? I could do all this.
Yeah, you could do all that and just talk.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing it does, it makes it so you can do the lyrics and fucking mean them. Because you can concentrate on the words instead of this fucking shit here.
Yeah.
Right? He's 5'2", 6'4". Fights with his missiles and his spears. He's all 31. He's only 17. Been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic and a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain. He's a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill. Says he always will. Says he's killing for me and for you. And he's fighting for England, fighting for France. He's fighting for the USA. While he's fighting for the Chinese, the Russians, and Japan. He says we'll put it in the war that way. And he's fighting for democracy, fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of us all. He's the one who does decide who's to live and who's to die. He never sees it writing on the wall. For without him, how would Hitler have condemned that dark hound? Without him, Julius Caesar stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon in the war. Without him, this killing can't go on. He's a universal soldier. He's the one to blame. But his orders come from far away no more. They get to him from you and me. Them brothers, don't you see? This is not the way to put it in the war. Yes, he's 5'2", 6'4". Fights with missiles and with spears. He's all 31, but he's only 17. Been a soldier for 1,000 years.
Well, that was good.
Buffy St. Marie. Hippie stuff.
Hippie stuff, there you go. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we gotta have some more.
Yeah, hippie stuff. while you can.
Are you running, Nina? Is it over? That's okay. Oh, yeah. I gotta shake
that off. That was good. Some of them were crazy. Some of them were fools. Were making their plans and thinking about the future. I love the play that this old communist song, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
With the energy of the innocent, they were gathering up the tools they thought they'd need to make their journey back to nature. And the sand slipped through the opening. Their hands reached for that golden ring. From their hearts to each other's hearts turned for refuge. In their troubled time come before the deluge. Some of them need pleasure. Some of them knew pain. For some of them, it was only the moment that mattered. But with the brave and crazy wings of youth, they went flying around in that rain. Their feathers once so fine, torn and tattered. And the end, they turned their tired wings to the resignation that living brings. And exchange love's bright and fragile glow for the glitter in the rouge. For a moment, you got sweat before the deluge. Let the music keep our spirit high. Let these buildings keep our children dry. Now let creation reveal its secret by and by. Some of us got angry about the way the earth was abused by those men who learned to turn their beauty into their power. And we fought to protect her from them, only to be confused by the magnitude of her fury in the final hour. Ouch. I mean, you don't think.
It's that chip.
Yeah, bro.
It's stuck in you.
And then, well, the time came up and it sure arrived. The naked dawn, only a few survived. Try to find a place so simple but so confused. They believed that they were meant to live after the deluge. We'll survive the motherfuckers. Don't get your Republicans. Don't get the fucking goddamn vaccine. You'll die. Last gasp of the white man. Let our buildings keep our children. That's a good one. Here's another good one. Okay, no, okay. There's so many. No, goddamn, there's many. Okay, right.
We're not going to go through all of them tonight, are we?
You know.
Oops, sorry.
I am TK Lance.
TK Lance.
Hundreds of songs. I am a legend in my own mind.
Yeah. I believe it. No.
I got fucking. I've had rock and roll bands. I created rock and roll bands and got famous. Yeah. I've taught fucking people guitar. Who can play? You go, you hear them play, you go, yeah, right, you taught them. You call them, ask them.
Okay.
Did Cabin teach Eric McFadden? Yes. I teach Louis Longmire? Yes.
Wow.
No. Did I teach Caleb Miles? Yes. No. I got serious gigs here. Yes. Now, they can play circles around me, because what is the best attribute of a teacher? His student gets better than him.
Oh,
if you're teaching somebody tech support, and they get better than you,
yeah,
you have done your job.
Oh, well, then I'm doing real good.
Well, no, it's a left-handed compliment. It's a left-handed compliment. Because on the other hand, you go, fuck you, I ain't going to show you no more shit.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
But no, no. But if your kids, as you're showing, uh-huh, get better than you,
yeah,
you're a teacher.
Oh,
you've
okay
done your job.
That's right.
And you can also say, fuck you, I ain't showing no more shit.
Well, you're on your own.
Well, yeah. You kick them out into the world, good luck. But no, as a teacher, brother,
yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah.
When you have somebody, when somebody comes to your tech support list, when somebody comes, always, when in doubt, take the battery out.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
Put it back in. Start it back
there
up.
There you go.
Half the time it'll work.
When you have one of your kids, Jason, or people,
uh-huh,
that you're showing,
yeah,
and when all of a sudden they catch shit, they're starting to get better than you, you uh-huh have done your job as a human.
Yeah.
As a teacher, because that's what teachers do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Now, this song,
yeah,
everybody does Hotel California.
That's true.
Okay, well, what
all
I did,
guitar players
because
like
they
that
all did it,
yeah,
I did the last song on the second side of the Hotel California album.
Oh, I wonder which one that is. I don't have the album.
I'm going to play it to you.
Okay.
Because everybody did
Hotel California.
Well, yeah.
Everybody does that one.
Well, yeah. But I did the same album.
Uh-huh.
The last song Don Henley did on the album.
Yeah.
The last song on the album is very important. She came from Providence, born in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows lay heavy on the land. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father sailed from across the sea. She heard about a place people were smiling, talked about the red man's ways and how they loved him. They came from everywhere to the great divide, seeking a place to stay or a place to hide. Down in the crowded bar, out for a good time, can't wait to tell them all what it's like up there. They call it paradise, I don't know why. They watch her hazy sun sink into the sky. Then the chilly winds blew out across the desert, from the canyons of the coast to Malibu, where the pretty people play, hungry for power, to light their neon ways, evil things to do. Some rich man came, he raped the land. Nobody caught him. Put up a bunch of earth-tone boxes and Jesus' people bought them. They call it paradise. I don't know why. Someone tore the mountain down while the town got high. Don Henley, he's a good writer. You can leave it all behind. Sail for the islands like the missionaries did so many years ago. They even brought their neon sign, Jesus is coming. Brought the white man's burning down, brought the white man's reign. Who will provide the grand design? What is yours and what is mine? Got to make it here to satisfy our endless need, to justify our bloody deeds in the name of destiny and in the name of God. You can see them stand and sing on Sunday morning, stand up and sing about what it's like up there. Second Side Hotel California album.
I'll have to go song. Look at it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you'll hear it done right.
Oh, I don't know. That sounded pretty good to me.
I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, the thing is...
You were a good teacher.
When I do music, I mean it. Yeah. You know, it's like I got songs in like one of my songs, right? I'll play you one of my songs.
Okay.
I don't know. First, I'm going to get fucked up. I'm so glad to see. I was actually having a very bad time.
Were you? Well, then
yes, I was. I was staring at a chihuahua and a cat.
Yeah.
In the middle of goddamn fucking right. I'm the white man on the edge. There's nothing between me and Acoma and Alamo except me. Bunch of goddamn Trumpite fucking idiots. No, they're so stupid. No, I actually give up even talking to them. In fact, no, they're, I have never met such ignorant people. I knew they were ignorant rednecks, but I had no idea they were that stupid. Anyway,
that close?
So I well, yeah, this is a every place you pass, sir. Except one, Richard. I got one Democrat.
Oh, yeah?
But he lays really low. I don't. I fly a pirate flag. Fuck you all. Yeah, pirate flag. I'm under no law. I don't care about law or government. Yeah. I'm a Comanchero. I fly a pirate flag.
Comanchero? Yes. Oh, I know those guys.
No, I'm a Comanchero.
Yeah.
Hey, got it?
You trade with anybody.
You betcha, I don't give a goddamn about them motherfuckers. I don't care. It's like the pirates. We don't give a fuck. We're no nation and no law except what we agree to among our ship.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Other than that, we don't care. You fuck 3-year-olds. I don't give a goddamn. It ain't none of my business. Right?
Well,
right.
Well, Liberty guy.
My youngest son understands it. I got one son.
Oh.
I got 3 kids, right? I got one son who understands.
Oh, yeah?
Cool, Papa. It's all good. You know, he's a little skateboarder, barely. He managed to graduate high school, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His mom's like, one time she calls me up. He's about 14 years old. He wants to smoke dope, ride a skateboard, play video games, hang out with his friends. Sounds perfectly normal to me. And at one point she goes, he's just like you. Is he now? No.
You're all proud.
Oh, fuck, man. That motherfucker, it bursts out. It's easy. And also, revenge is sweet.
Uh-oh.
She thought she'd got away from me. Because she got a 14-year-old teenager that's just like me. Poor baby. I actually feel a little sorry for her. Yeah, second wife, she's a restroom nurse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to do you one of my songs.
All right.
Okay. One of my songs, Jason. It's about, loss.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing this because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's goddamn COVID. And gosh damn, they put a chip in me. Play music.
That's right.
They get stoned.
I guess
goddamn government, I don't care what they do. No, the second shot?
Uh-huh.
Hell, I'm already going. I really don't care what they do. Fucking Biden, Trump, who gives a goddamn? Okay, right? No, I can accept it. Chip in my arm. I do not care.
Okay.
It's about loss. Could be loss of a parent. Could be loss of a dog or could be about anything. I wrote this about 30 years ago. I've had a lot of loss.
Yeah?
Anyway, I like this song. My friends asked me to play this a lot. It's called Smoker's Cough, not COVID.
Okay.
It's called Moon in a Bottle.
Moon in a Bottle. Okay.
Well, you know.
That bottle.
Well, you know, you see the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, moon in a bottle. Okay, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, I got it.
All right, we're just checking.
All right.
Possibly one of my best friends in the world.
You only met me three times.
You might be my best friend in the world.
Okay.
Saw the moon in the bottle. A nice shiny face. Reminded me of someone who got lost along the way. And everything does anyway. Both the good and the bad. Every beautiful pine tree, every valley that's sad. Cause I still love you. Not a day to sneak on by. And I don't think of you. How you made me realize it's been years and yet. It's you that I miss. It's just the way it is. I heard the wind through the canyon. It's here, then it's gone. Yeah, the wind goes where it wants to go. Never stays long. Your hand cannot hold it. Its time is its own. But you can't keep it at home. Well, I still love you. Not a day to sneak on by. I don't think of you. How you made me realize it's been years yet. It's you that I miss. Yeah, it's been years and yet. It's you that I miss. By a campfire, watch the stars through the smoke. Kick back and try to relax and just enjoy the show. Such beauty in nature, simple comfort and soothe. But I can't Yeah, I still love you. Not a day that's gone by that I don't think of you. How you made me realize it's been years and yet it's you that I miss. Yes, and years and yet you that I miss.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, I do too. It could be by my grandparent, but it could be by anybody. Or even an animal. Uh-huh. It's like, you know, all this shit, whatever's going on, all this shit is coming at us, but we have this thing that doesn't go away. Like you look, you go, wow, what a beautiful sunset. Doc would have loved it. But Doc's been dead for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Right? What a nice antique piano. Vignelli would love it. But Vignelli died in Vietnam in 1969. You know, that's what that song's about. It's like, it's been years, and it's years that I miss, man. You know? Yeah. I've been doing this for 50 years.
50 years? Yes, golly.
Yeah, I devoted my life. Ask me if it has called me wives and women and families. Ask me what it's cost me.
Okay, which cost you?
Everything.
Everything.
No, I actually get along with some of them.
Yeah?
Well, no.
No? What about your son that's like you, kind of?
Oh, he's so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, his name's Jeb. He's out in Serafina, New Mexico. I keep trying to get him out here. He runs a metal detector. Gee, where did he get that from? His mother says, he's just like you. I'm like, God damn, but you got rid of me 10 years ago. But now you got a raise with me. No, right? No, really? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oh, she's all right. She's a registered nurse, actually. Good girl. She's a good girl. Dina. I was 32. She was 17.
Oh, my goodness.
I took her on the road. No, she thought I was like an uncle or something. I'd known her since she was 11.
Yeah.
She told me... not that I wouldn't have fucked her anyway, but she's like, she got nervous and thought she was going to hurt herself if she could not get out of her present situation, which was a boyfriend who didn't give a fuck, and a family that had her babysitting, washing dishes. She goes, I'll take you on the road. I took her over to the coast of California.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, I think I tried to fuck her. But no, no. All the way to Seattle, all the way back to New Mexico, brought her back to her family. She wasn't there 3 days, right?
Uh-huh.
When, what is she doing? Babysitting and washing dishes. And she called me up, Jason, and goes, come and get me. I go, you know what that means? He goes, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, yeah, no, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gave me 2 kids.
Well, there you go.
But when I popped her goddamn fucking cherry, it felt like a rifle shot. But yeah, I'm not your uncle, baby. 32 and 17.
Wow.
But when I brought her back, she goes back to the family.
Uh-huh.
The family go, oh, now she's right back in the same spot.
Yeah?
You know, the reason
even Aaron... today?
No, I remember the name of her boyfriend. His name was Aaron.
Uh-huh.
You know what he said?
What'd he say?
I gotta finish school for my parents.
Yeah? For his parents?
Yeah, that's why I got her.
Oh.
That's what they all say.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I got her, man. And when she called me up after I brought her back,
yeah.
After fucking being on a road up the coast of California, and no, we're sleeping together in fucking weird situations. And this is cool. You like this story?
Yeah, it's cool. Okay.
We were in a telephone booth. Right, this is, you know, way back.
Way back when there was telephone booths.
Yes, we're in a telephone booth. We spent our last money to get two bottles of Mad Dog, four things of crackers, and a pack of Bugler.
Uh-huh.
And we're in and she's 17 years old. And I look at her, I go, if you could do this, you could do anything.
Okay.
No, she actually wrote an essay on it when she was in school. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. If she gets set with a fucking loaded hippie with last of her money on two bottles of Mad Dog wine and a pack of Bugler and two packs of crackers, she's invincible.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah. If you could do that, you could do anything. The world is yours. You could do that. Yes, the world is yours. Huh. That's why I tell kids from New Mexico, I go, look, the worst thing that happens is you go out in the world all fucked up, you end up at Socorro. But it's true. You go out in the fucking world. You study, you fight, you do whatever. I think I'll go to the Chinese buffet. You know what I mean? Fuck. Socorro ain't going nowhere. It's the goddamn military. They have. Naval weapons research. There's spies everywhere.
Yeah.
They got naval weapons research.
Uh-huh.
They got the University of Mind Technology. They have Homeland Security training.
Yeah.
Get it? They got it all. And fucking Seagull, then they got little worker guys and little Hispanics. But I mean, it's like, they got the Capitol Bar. It's over. You can go anywhere in the world, Jason. From this point on, if everything flucks up, you'd always come back.
You'd always come back to Socorro.
Riley.
O'Reilly, right? In your place. Oh, yeah. You must be a Fakawi.
A who?
You never heard of Fakawis?
No. What's that?
Damn.
No, I'm...
Wait.
I'm sheltered.
Now, there... I don't know anything about you. You might have been sheltered. All right, Fakawis.
Okay.
All right, the Fakawis were the only Caucasian blue-eyed Indians in the goddamn country.
Yeah.
And they were roaming around all over the place, nothing fit. They ended up in New Mexico, right? And they were out here pretty close to Mogollons, because there's only Anastasi Mogollons.
Uh-huh.
So their elders came out and go, who are you people? And our elders, actually, we didn't do elders, we did teenagers. Our teenagers came out and goes, well, who are you? And they go, we are the Mogollons. And the kids go, well, where the fuck are we? So where the fuck are we, man? Now, a Fakawi tribal member is called a fuck am I? Where the fuck am I? Yeah, I'm the Wingnut Clan.
Yeah, I noticed that. Some people have a cross there, but you got a wingnut.
Says it all, brother! You know, they can't fuck with me. They look at me, I look at their fucking cross and go, yeah, Jesus, right, he sucks dick, fuck you.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm serious. I don't care about that shit. I love the baby Jesus. I don't give a shit about it. I've read about history.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Christians, not cool. Muslims, not cool. None of them, not cool. They're bloody motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
I am a Wingnut Clan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can go any direction at any time. Don't fuck with me, I might come loose. Yeah. Now, you are a weenut clan.
What? Me?
Of the Fakawis.
What?
You're a weenut of the Fakawis.
I'm going to take my thing off.
All right. Put this on.
Okay.
Now, when anybody asks you about it, say, it's a goddamn weenut. What do you expect out of me? I do it any fucking direction, any fucking time. I'm a goddamn weenut clan, man. It was the Kawi tribe. There's the Alamo, there's the Yakima, there's the Laguna, and there's the Fakawis. Where the fuck are we? We're the Fakawis. Which is a member is called a Fakami. Where the fuck am I? Okay? Alright? But Wingnut Clan. You know, they go, what does that mean?
Yep.
Say, it's a wingnut. Say no more. Just like, it's a wingnut. What do you fuckers want to know? I'm a goddamn wingnut, man. Goddamn, get away from me. Or whatever. Or join me, whatever.
There you go.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Yep, Jason.
Yep.
You're a Fakami of the Fakawi tribe of the Wingnut Clan. You have made it.
Right here on my reservation.
This is yours. Yeah. If you ever need it, it's here for you.
I'll have to come back next week.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
I'll probably be here. I'm waiting for it to get, it's supposed to be two doses. The first dose made me play music, Chip. Now I gave you a second dose in about, a few weeks. Give a shit. You know, I'm really watching this COVID thing. I don't give a fuck. People are going, oh, is the government putting a chip in you? I'm like, how boring. Like, Travis Holmes. No, I'm serious. I'm looking at him going, what? They're going to put a chip in me. They're going to control me. I have a computer. Oh, I don't have a computer. Oops. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I got
Not
nothing,
they can
man.
What
are they going to control? My idiocy? Oh, song.
What?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I heard a song.
You got a song?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is, I'm fucked up. This is the unofficial anthem of Scotland.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm getting evil, brother.
Okay.
You see that? Did you ever see this? I want to show you something.
Yeah.
A friend of mine brought this back.
Whoa.
That's
thank
all right.
Goodness it's plastic.
Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, from Wales. Nice.
No. I'm just a goddamn Anglo with these motherfuckers. Fascist pigs think they are.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is America.
Uh-huh.
You see her?
Yeah.
That's America, man. And I don't give a shit about them fascist dogs. I really don't. I actually kind of hate them. You're not supposed to hate. Somebody said, well, I'm from Kentucky, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't a racist bone in my body. I got one racist bone. I'm racist against the blue race. They have badges, guns, little cars that have little spinny things, and they throw you in jail.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
You don't like them? Okay.
No. Other than that... Stop me if you heard this.
A what?
Let's try it again.
Down?
There's two versions.
Oh. old?
No. There's okay. one with the heather and the cool shit.
Yeah.
And there's the political one.
Oh, I don't know the political one. Maybe, is that what you're going to do?
I do this. Look, I got a goddamn M79 grenade launcher thing up there so that the ranchers don't fuck with me. What again? They can shoot me. Uh-huh. I can blow up everything they own. They can kill me,
yeah.
But I can really fuck them up. Yeah, SOG, man. That's no joke. And you need liberty, courage, and she has, I want to show you something. Uh-huh. You're a New Yorker. That uh-huh. is America.
Yep.
And anybody who disagrees with that is an enemy. That's America. You know, I almost hope she goes to high school and graduates and blah, blah. But I really don't give a fuck. But that's America, man. Regular bones, vines in her powers, soft sunny skies, her sons drinking love from the eyes of her daughters, while freedom expires in softness and sighs. Scotland's blue mountain wild, where the hoary cliffs are piled, towering in grandeur. Land of the sacred cow, land of the tempest loud, land of the brave and proud, land of the free. Enthroned on the tops of her own Skyland mountains, the spirit of Scotia reigns fearless and her green tartan waving on her blue rocket fountain. She holds out her arms as she sings o'er the sea. In my Highland mountains wild, I have serenely smiled while nations and armies against me were hurled. Firm as my rated knock, I have withstood the shock of England, of Denmark, of Rome, and the world. Yeah. Now see how about her war steeds are prancing, deep green and blue, trotting down her path. The eyes of her sons, like their bright swords are glancing, triumphantly riding through ruin and death. Old hearts and bloody plumes lay above their noble tombs, deep the engorged in the green tartan wave. Above their noble tombs, knee deep in gore, the green tartan wave. Shivering our ranks of steel, dire is a bloody wheel. Triumphant in battlefield is Scotland the brave. Yeah, you got it, yeah. bloody plumes wave above their noble tombs. Deep in gore does a green tartan wave. Shivering is ranks of steel, dire is a horseman's wheel, triumphant in battlefield. Yeah, that's a goddamn national anthem.
Yeah, see, they got it now.
They got the flag is playing. That's a, I know a bunch of shit like that. Oh, I ain't even started. I've been doing this for 50 years, man. I have devoted my life since I was 13 years old. It has cost me wives,
yes.
Children,
oh my goodness.
Friends.
Uh-huh.
Well, a musician. Well, I'm hanging out, I'm drinking with my friend Jason. Now he brought me a real life hot dog from some fucking Sonic place. And I love the fact that he didn't care about me. Drive over 37 miles on the other side of Beans Mountain. It is no nowhere to bring me a hot dog. And yeah, he was really cool. He loved me. Bunch of gasoline. And of course, my vehicle broke down right about the time he brought it. You know how that works, right? Yeah, you betcha. That's how it works, man. Well, I'm so damn happy that I finally have a friend. I've had thousands of friends.
Yeah.
But you're the one. Because of the thousands of friends I had. You see one of them around me?
No.
And Jason's the one. Of course, I had to pull him out of a fucking real Zolotto. Yeah, I had to tell him, do not go to where the ranchers go. Do not go around the sand. He gets stuck in the sand.
That's right.
Well, now you know, right?
You know,
have to still pull out. They can go, but now Jason knows.
Now I do.
Follow the ranch trucks, even if it's a big puddle. Fuck.
Jolly.
I'm so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad I came.
I'm glad you came too. That's right. You don't drink.
Yeah, I'll drink.
I drink. I have my dreams. You know, like, when you have Gerald Ford holding a bunch of buds, right? Coming in your dreams and saying, wake up, buddy. No.
Gerald Ford comes to you in your dreams?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With a bunch of buds.
Buds? Like,
and I, yeah, bud, reefer, bud. Reefer.
Oh, that.
And I got to wake up.
Yeah, you got to know.
You know how fucked up that is?
That's really weird. I don't think Gerald Ford ever did that.
I'm sorry. I think it's very weird, too. But they do. That's my dreams, man. Uh-huh. Jason, the things that I've done have been really evil.
Yeah.
The things that I've tried to do has been really good. But I really don't give a fuck no more.
No.
Because, well, there's only so much I can do. I care about kids and life and that stuff. But other than that, I don't give a shit about these fucking Trump fucking ranchers, rat, racist, fascist pigs. You know, I give a fuck. Trump's a goddamn... but he's gone, so you don't hear him no more.
That's right.
Now you hear, now you hear about Biden, what he's trying to do. Do I agree about Biden and gun control? No. I think that every American should have every gun the police have. Period. If the police got them, we should have them.
Too.
Aha! So I don't agree with all Joe Biden saying, but I watched that brother, man. He's trying to figure. Trump didn't give a fuck. Biden's trying to fucking make something work.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But at least he's trying, because Trump didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck about COVID. He don't give a fuck. He don't. At least Biden, he's been 47 years in a goddamn political trip. He can work with people. He said, okay, we can do this. He's going, okay, I don't want to be diverted by gun control. Have you ever heard fucking Trump say anything like that? I don't want to be diverted. I'm over here with, right? Because Trump was a fascist running dog pig motherfucker who cares about Donald Trump. Joe Biden is a politician and actually cares about...
He's trying to make somebody happy.
Well, no, he cares.
Okay.
Trump don't give a fuck. He'll give a fuck. They're going, I got with WB, this kid, he's going, he cares about, he goes, Trump's a goddamn New York scam artist who's for the rich people. You think he gives a fuck about you, but they think he did. You think the election was rigged? No, he's kept his mouth shut, right? He did his whole thing January 6th. It showed up. They're waving Confederate flags in the halls of Congress. You know, us real-life Americans do not do that. And we don't give a fuck about white redneck bullshit. They're waving a Confederate flag. Mm. We won that war, brother. They shouldn't. Should they have statues of Robert E. Lee in Virginia? No. We won that war. Those guys were fucking racist. Fucking. We won that war, man.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, up until the 60s, the Democrats were the bad guys, the Dixiecrats, right? Now it's just the opposite.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's funny, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to figure out who's who.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, man.
Yeah?
You know, my fucking hat. I want to show you my hat. Where's okay. My hat?
Uh-oh, there it is.
I want to show you a hat. It means something, Jay.
Yeah.
Everything on this hat means something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I fight these goddamn rednecks. Oh, they hate me. They want me to be a part of them. I'm not.
This looks like a Rough Rider hat. That's a poppy.
Yeah, what does that symbolize?
Oh, shoot. Now, I don't remember.
Education, brother.
Yeah, you better educate me.
The Popsy, World War I.
World War I, okay.
Flanders Field, the poppies grow.
Oh, okay. That looks like the hat that, like, the Rough Riders had.
Possibly.
That looks like...
It's called a campaign hat.
Right.
This hat was made by disabled American veterans.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's poppy. Right.
Now, poppy, of course, is heroin shit.
That's true.
Oh, no, we won't go there.
Yeah.
See that star?
Yeah. It's that red six-pointed star. Yeah.
That's a Jewish star.
Yeah. That's
the Star of David.
That's my background.
Yeah. So look at it.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of them before?
Not a red one. I've never seen them in red. I see them in yellow.
It's a six-pointed star.
Yeah.
That's infantry.
Okay.
I'm infantry.
Uh-huh.
That's 6th Infantry.
Right.
That's SOG, Berlin Brigade.
Okay. Right? Special Operations. There's Abe.
And that's the truth. Or we're going to start with pride, brother.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about you goddamn white redneck assholes. You know.
Yep.
No, I'm serious. If they fucking, they knew they were killing them Jewish guys. Roosevelt knew it. They all knew it. And they did not bomb them fucking railway stations.
Huh.
That's what I think about them fucking idiots. That's what I know. What I know, man. What I know.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I gotta go.
They let them die.
They did?
They let them die.
Yeah.
From 1944. They let them die. Because they were Jewish. Yeah. What the fuck? Could they kill Christ? I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck, over? That's what I know about them people, man. If I back anybody in the fucking world, I will back Israel. And I don't give a flying shit about Palestinians. No, I don't. Why don't these Arab countries take them in? In 1948, do you know how many countries hit fucking Israel? Well, now, God's a strip. Well, why don't they deal with them? They don't.
They don't want to.
Aha!
They don't like the Palestinians.
Fuck the Palestinians, man. Fuck them. It ain't Palestine. It's Israel. Get a grip. Right?
Right.
No, it's over. In 1948, it was over. Been girding them, guys. Oh. It's over. No, it's over. We have Israel.
They fought a war when I was born. The Six-Day War.
You can fucking stay
yeah.
or go. Yeah. They chose to go. Now we're supposed to do the PLO, Yasser Arafat.
Uh-huh.
Them motherfuckers killed them fucking people in the fucking... No. I don't give a fuck about Palestinians. They can suck my dick. And I ain't even Jewish. They can suck my dick. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like Yasser Arafat. I don't like the Trip. I don't like the Gaza Strip. I like Israel. They're kind of fucked up. But they're trying to, well, no, but they're trying to say that they're as bad as they, but no. If you had 6 million people killed in the 1940s when they knew it was going on,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you might be a little bit, you know, like kind of pro-Jewish if you're Jewish.
Well, yeah, a little.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why are they fucking even exiles? You know, Ben Gurion guys, they go, okay, Arabs are okay, you know, we're all going to be this country. And they chose to be Palestinian PLO motherfuckers. I remember, I read history.
Yeah.
I remember, I go back, Yasser Arafat, killing the fucking Israeli fucking sports guys, remember? Uncool. That's my way. I don't give a shit. I read history.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck. I'll fight for Israel. You bet I will. You know, they deserve the country, they deserve a trip. And these Palestinians want to, I listen to fucking NPR and Amy Goodman, Palestinians, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I think they should have vaccines. I think they should have as much could be given. But why does Israel got to give it to them? What about fucking Arabs in Syria and all this? Why don't they give it to them?
Yeah. Well, their own people take care of them.
Aha! They don't.
No, they don't. They don't.
Yes.
Well, I gotta go.
Why?
Because I gotta go to bed.
I got beds.
Yeah, I know, but...
What?
I got my own bed.
When you ever stay tonight in the goddamn Riley, I got beds, man.
I'll do it one day, but it's not gonna be tonight.
No, you gotta drive 37 miles over a goddamn dirt road.
Yeah, I do.
Why not tonight?
Because what? I'll have to just do it in the morning. I don't want to do it in the morning. I'd rather do it tonight. You don't worry. I'll be back.
But.
I've already been back.
But.
But what?
You stay here.
Yeah, I know, but.
Are you ready?